This is DreamWords. Tom Corvin by Paul Story.
Chapter 22.
Tom stood in the darkness for the 2 seconds it took for him to readjust to his new reality. He was back in the ruin, Catriona shaking him in small bursts and then letting him go as though scared of catching the terror their union had brought to her mind.
Tom! Come away from here!
But for Tom, the taste of burnt flesh lingered in his nostrils, his mother's helplessness, the white hot crown searing Tessie's head, vivid images he could not shake. He ran for the rocks, scrambling blindly beyond the light of the lamp, bashing a knee on a crumpled wall, falling and stumbling and running until he reached a place that only seconds before had staged his worst nightmare.
Tom, there's no one there,
the girl yelled. But when he continued to ignore her, she grasped the lamp and picked her way up the hill to join him. As the light caught up with him, Tom squatted on his knees. Without a word, he reached back and Catriona placed a handle in his grasp. He swung it forward and pushed the hissing cylinder inside the tiny cave. But if Tom had expected a vast cavern, somewhere for the man to have disappeared to, he was disappointed. The feeling of certainty was so strong that Tom was bemused by the dank, shallow hollow that stretched no more than the length of a grave from dark entrance to cold wall.
I saw him. He was here.
Who, Tom?
But Catriona had seen too. The man in the boat. She knew by the fear in the boy's eyes, the determination in his voice, that he was talking about the creature with a covered face and cruel stare. She was tempted to tell him that it was a dream, but how could she? She had conjured a demon during the séance after all. Tom scrabbled in the darkest corners with his fingers. He poked and scratched and tore at lumps of earth, ripping his nails and blooding his skin. At last, when even Tom's fractured mind understood he was getting nowhere, he sat back on his heels and Catriona saw by the searing white of the lamp that his face was ravaged by whatever he had witnessed in this bleak spot. His face was covered in dirt now, twin lines of darkness staining his skin on either side of his nose where the flying dirt had stuck. He had the look of a ghostly girl streaked in mascara. Seeing that he was on the verge of defeat, Catriona hovered a careful hand onto Tom's arm. She touched him lightly at first and then took a large gulp of night air, wrapped her arms around his shoulders and drew him up to her. Together, silent, they guided each other back to the cottage. Catriona's head spun with confusion over what had just happened. To her mind, she had just unleashed a terrible nightmare on the boy. She tried to help him, but instead had torn him apart with a hellish vision of a past he confused with his own. But this wasn't how Tom saw things. Yes, he caught a glimpse of events seared into the walls of the ruin, but it was this and more. The feelings he had were too strong to be a vision and only that. The ruin was a conduit, the events part of who he was. The fire was almost dead, and Catriona used some of the precious dry stuff to kindle the wet. As Tom sat in a blank stare on the armchair, she left him to check on her father. When she returned, Tom was on his feet, rummaging the room with determination. He no longer looked like a wild animal cornered by death, but a hunter, in control, and certain of his task.
"What are you looking for, Tom?"
"I don't know."
And then he looked up suddenly.
"Is there a tool shed?"
"Under the stairs," she said.
"What?"
But Tom was already out the room and flinging open the door to the cupboard. He then squeezed past Catriona and took the lamp from the room they'd just left and thrust it into the darkness. A treasure chest of axes and brooms and shears jumped at him and an uncalled grin grew in his mouth.
"I know you think I'm crazy," he said as he rummaged its contents, "but I'm not."
He pulled out a long-handled spade, turned and stared at her with calm determination.
"You saw it, Catriona, I know you did."
I imagined something,"
she said, obviously unconvinced by her own words. Tom looked at the lamp in his hands.
"Do you have a torch?"
he asked. She disappeared then as he continued to search for equipment and inspiration. He settled for the spade, a small garden fork and a long knife well beyond its useful life of hacking through jungles or Scottish bracken. Catriona returned with an elastic-banded head torch. Thanks, he said. I don't know how long the battery'll last. Tom switched it on and a satisfying beam spread a cone of light onto the floor. As Tom hoisted the spade over his shoulders, the light on his head and the blade and fork in his right hand, Catriona suddenly appeared conflicted. She looked to the outside door and then back to her father's. As if he'd been waiting for this cue, the man moaned gently and Catriona took an automatic step to his room, cracked the door and peeked in. I should really... But Tom was already moving. He needs you, Catriona. Stay with him. And then he left. DreamWorks.com.